Today on Dayton Youth Radio, part one of a two-part feature about the effects of the coronavirus pandemic on high school. Here's Basim Blunt to introduce the story.
Everybody from the governor, the surgeon general, principals, and school boards have been making decisions about how to do high school during the COVID pandemic. But did anybody ask a teenager?
Hi, my name is Vishay White. I am an 18-year-old senior at David H. Ponish Career Technology Center. I live with my mom, Shanae, and my brother, Kenneth, and my sister, Anaya.
My name is Anaya, and I'm in fourth grade.
One thing about me is I'm a people person. I love to laugh. And another thing about me is I hate chocolate, like everything dealing with chocolate from the color to the texture. I have a love-hate relationship with my school. Before school was closed, I could always be myself and express myself to the fullest in the classroom. But since COVID-19 has rolled around, school has not been the same, and I don't like it. Makes me miss the good old days. It was March 10th, 2020. No one knew that we would not be back in school for almost a year later. Sometimes I think the teachers and administration don't understand how stressful it is to learn at home. This is not how school is supposed to go at all. My mom works first shift. While she's at work, we try to hold down the fort for her. The hardest part about online schooling with my brother and sister is helping them with their schoolwork while I'm in class trying to do my own schoolwork. All three of us are in different grades in three different schools. This is some stuff that comes with being a big sister. I wake up at 7:30 every morning to make sure I'm up and ready to get my day started. Then it's time to get my brother Kenneth and sister Anaya up. Anaya joins her classes at 8:30. I make sure my sister has everything she needs to start her Google Class meets, her Chromebook, her charger, books, papers, and pencils. Now it's 9 o'clock, and I have to leave my class and wake my brother up so he can get ready for his Google meets.
My name's Kenneth, and I'm 14.
Kenneth does not like school or the subjects at all. Fast forward to 12:45. It's time for my lunch break. I go mess with my brother and sister because I know it can be stressful for them, and it's always a good time to laugh no matter what.
You have to give me like a countdown or something.
My siblings complain every day about how they don't understand what they are doing and about how they are not getting the help they need in school.
My name is Joy Fiola, and I'm one of the assistant principals at Ponitz Career Tech.
Hi, Miss Fiola.
Hello, Vishay.
How's your morning been going?
My morning's been good so far.
What did you have for breakfast today?
I actually had some cereal, Golden Grahams, going old school.
I heard of them. I'm not a fan of them. Because, you know, our cereal now is like Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops.
I understand.
The first question I have for you today is, how has COVID changed your life as far as work-wise?
So in terms of work, COVID has actually made my life as a principal a little bit more hectic. So you're a student, so you know about Google Classroom. So basically in Google Classroom, instead of just having a schedule with 7 or 8 classes on it, I have a Google Classroom full of the whole entire school, every class, every section.
Okay, that was interesting because I didn't know you guys had one classroom and it had everybody, every grade, and every class. So you can see when I turn stuff in if I send an email to a teacher.
Correct. I like to see what's going on. So every time your teacher posts something or every time a student submits something or asks a question, that sends an email to me. So it's about 500 emails a day when you look at all the classrooms. Just think about how many assignments you have that pop up. And I know it's a lot for you. It's like that for us, but times everyone in the building. And you're trying to manage all of that.
Ooh, that's tough. I did this story because I feel like it was a very good topic to do. And I seen it as something that everybody's dealing with right now, all over the district, all over the world, basically. Do I like the way it is now? No. Would I prefer for it to go back to normal? Yes. If COVID was a person, I would have a full brawl with it and tell it to go back where it came from. For Dayton Youth Radio at David H. Ponis, this is Vishay White.
That's a story entitled 17, written and produced by Vishay White, a senior at Ponitz Career Tech. Special thanks to Joanne Biscup, Jeffrey Crow, and Joy Fiola. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Dayton Youth Radio is created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO. You can learn more about the center on our website at WYSO.org.